This is HPR episode 2975 for Friday, the 27th of December 2019. Today's show is entitled Simple Screen Recorder and Vig Cutter. It's hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 5 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is two useful applications to record a stream and chop and trim videos.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today there are two utilities that I want to bring to your attention. And before I get myself in trouble with myself, they're two very related utilities, so therefore that's why I'm doing them together. The first one is called Simple Screen Recorder. It's by Martin Barrett, martinbarrett.be/simple-screen-recorder. And what it does is record your screen. When you start it up, you get a welcome screen, you press continue, you can select what you want to record, what audio you want to record, then you go to the next screen, you can select the type MKV, MP3, AUG, WebM, whatever, and the audio codec you want to use, you press continue again, then there's a button start recording, and that's it, it'll record your screen. Very, very simple. When you're finished, you press save recording, and that's it, done. Your video will have appeared in your home videos folder or wherever you chose to record it. So that's simple enough tool. Depending on your desktop, I use LXQT and therefore I have more of these small, simple Unix-like do one thing, do it well type tools. Your desktop may vary for that sort of recording. But now you end up with a recording of your desktop and you're happy enough with the container format, but you just want to chop the bit at the front and the bit at the end off where you're pressing pause and whatever. You might also want to, cut out bits in the middle and stuff like that. So you're not actually video editing as such, you're not doing transitions, you're just chopping up a piece of video. And for that, I had a little look around and there is an excellent tool called VidCutter. And it's on github.com, Oz Martin VidCutter. And it is available for Arch, Debian, Fedora, Magenta, OpenSUSE and Ubuntu, Windows and Mac users as well, Brew. And it uses, VidCutter. So if you open up the log, if you open up configuration somewhere, the tools it uses is FFmpeg, FFProbe, and MediaInfo, all three of my all-time favorite video tools. You're basically greeted with a screen that shows you the video, and on the bottom, like your classic video track. You press open media, and you import the video that you want to chop. You move forward the time frame to where you want to start chopping. You can press the up and down arrow keys on either the milliseconds, seconds, or hours, minutes, whatever, and you can jump 1 second if you're in the 1 second thing, 1 minute if you're in the 1 minute area. It gives you an idea of the frames. And then you press start of clip. And then you move to the end and you press end of clip. And you can continue doing that for several different ones. And it will add them as chapters on the right hand side. And when you're done, there's basically one button, and it's called Save Media. And when you do that, it'll chop it to the nearest iframe, modify the video itself, and truncate those frames for you, assembling it together as one simple video. Really, really simple tool. I like it. I like the UI. It's really, really handy. And I've used it several times for bits and pieces that I've needed to do in the last few days, just where you take a video and I wanted to, something happens and there's a long transition where nothing is happening, then something happens, so you can make a compilation video real quick and take the audio out because you just want to show somebody this event is occurring frequently over time. And because you have the ability to do just take a video and chop it up this fast, it's really at the level of being simple text editor type function, but then for videos. That's how simple it is. So links to all of these will be in the show notes. It's called VidCutter, and the other one then is Simple Screen Recorder. Okay, that's it. Short, sweet, to the point. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.